Welcome to live coverage of the 2019-2020 Oaks Tornadoes basketball season. Tornadoes Hoops is brought to you by First Community Credit Union, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Merch Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, Praska's Hardware Hank, Dickey Rural Networks, Economy Oil, Sanford Health, Edward Jones, B&B Gardens of Oaks in Lisbon, Custom Machine, Computer Express and JQ Clothing Company, James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona and Berlin, Quilton Sew, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Gramlo LTD of Fullerton, Bank North, and Columbia Grain. Let's head to the court for tonight's call. Good evening and welcome inside Oaks High School in the South Gymnasium. We have girls basketball on tap once again. It's the Oaks Tornadoes as they welcome in the Napoleon Gackle Streeter Imperials. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ace Sourwine chiming in here. Happy Tuesday night from OHS on the pregame show, brought to you by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy. Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, they're here for all your health care and prescription needs. Call 742-3824. OHS riding a winning streak and within the region and overall. Oaks has been red hot as of late, and Oaks has been taking on kind of the bottom half of their district and region, and that route will continue tonight as they take on Napoleon Gackle Streeter, a team that rolls in with a 1-10 overall record. We are about just over the halfway point of the regular season. Oaks will close out the district season in the next couple of weeks, region games throughout the remainder of the year as well. Napoleon tonight, and then the schedule gets pretty tough over the next couple of weeks between Carrington and Lamore Litchville Marion, and then also at home against Linton HMB, which should be a really good region matchup and a rematch from last year's region playoff tournament. So some good games coming up this week, and they'll kick off this stretch with Napoleon Gackle Streeter tonight here from OHS. We'll have starting lineups coming up for you in just a bit. No coaches interviewed tonight, but if we did, it was brought to you by Gramlo LTD. Gramlo LTD in Fullerton, specializing in making your corn planter and perform to the best of its ability. Give them a call or check them out on the old interwebs and see how they can help you. You can call them at 375-6330 or visit them online at gramloltd.com. We've got the national anthem coming up now. We will send it to break, and we'll be ready for the starting lineups after the break. It is OHS and NGS coming up here tonight on the Tornado.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Dulcim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishing. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
Jingle the bells and spread the cheer. It's holiday time, and Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks want you to enjoy the season. Let them help provide you with quality products to repair, redecorate, or remodel your home. And if you're looking for just the right gift for that friend, handyman, or relative on your list, stop in. They can help stock a toolbox, outfit a workshop, or provide a tool to make life just a bit easier. Gift certificates are available. A wonderful holiday is what you're wished from everyone at Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace Thrifty White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace Thrifty White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
A remodel, addition, or new construction is a lot like a puzzle. You look at the shapes, the colors, and what you envision as a finished work of art. And now, with special pricing on Showplace Cabinetry, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks can help you worry about one less piece of the puzzle. They will fit you with American-made cabinetry that is diverse and adaptable to your unique style. Every single piece is backed for a lifetime. Still juggling ideas in your mind? Make a puzzle, a masterpiece, at Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, 2 miles south of Oaks.
Gear up for the new year at Braska's Hardware Hank and Oaks. Many great deals to start off the new year. 4-pack Duracell batteries, $4.49. Snow roof brake, $49.99. A great deal on Essex air humidifiers, just $129.99. And replacement filters, $3 off, along with Fight LED light bulbs. Save big on great deals at your local hardware store. Braska's Hardware Hank in Oaks, 742-2034.
Back here to OHS, we are getting ready for the opening tip. It's the Oaks Tornanos and the Napoleon Gackle-Streeter Imperials. Starting lineups being introduced on the floor right now. First for the NGS Imperials, they are coached by Richard Bierkley in his first season at NGS. Their lineup goes like this. 5'7" junior, number one, Janae Weigel. 5'7" sophomore, number three, Courtney Thompson. 5'8" senior, number 12, Mackenzie Glatt. 5'7" eighth grader, number 21, Tegan Herbele. And rounding out the five is a 5'5" senior, number 25, Sydney Kleingartner. Once again for Napoleon goes Weigel, Thompson, Glatt, Herbele, and Kleingartner. And for the Oaks Tornanos, they are coached by Brendan Hack in year number two. And it's the same regular five as always. Claire Wagner, Jada Sire, Nicole Schmitz, Sadie Hansen, and Lakin Roney. 8 minutes up on the first quarter clock. OHS and GS coming up here from OHS. Tornadoes wearing the all-white uniforms. Black and orange trim, black numbers. And Napoleon Gackle-Streeter in the blues with the yellow trim, yellow lettering across the front. Opening tip as Nicole Schmitz wins it. Taps it to Hansen, gives to Roney. She's off and running. Roney misses the runner, gets it back to Hansen on the offensive rebound. Sandy Hansen puts it in, and it's quickly 2-0. OHS. Hansen, the leading scorer on this Tornado squad. Now Sadie in playing defense in the post, forces a missed shot, but an offensive rebound to Weigel, misses the off-balance runner, or more of a leaner, and Roney comes away with it. Gathers the board, gets it to Claire Wagner, lobs inside, nice catch, Nicole Schmitz, off the window, good. There's your second leading scorer, Nicole Schmitz, averaging 16.5 points per game, and it's quickly 4-0, Oaks. With 7:19 to play in the first. Foul going to be called underneath. Looks like it's going to go against Jada Sire, and it will. By the way, starting lineups brought to you by Custom Machine in Oaks. They are your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. 742-3188. Left wing three off the mark for Glatt, but another offensive rebound collected this time by Thompson. A fresh new shot clock as we approach 7:05 to play. At the free throw line, Herbele drives. He has it stripped, and we're going to get a foul on that. Yes, we will. Claire Wagner got her on the arm, so that'll be number one against Claire. Two early fouls on just the second defensive possession for the Oaks Tornadoes. Circling in as Kleingartner gets all the way to the hoop, misses the layup, no good. Kleingartner goes down to the ground, and she looks like she's in some pain, hurt. Well, it looked like a lower leg, and the ref going to stop the time with 6:54 to go. And with the injury with Kleingartner, looks like she's in some pain. We're going to send it to break as well. 4-0 OHS, 6:54 to go, first quarter.
Gear up for the new year at Braska's Hardware Hank and Oaks. Many great deals to start off the new year. 4-pack Duracell batteries, $4.49. Snow roof rake, $49.99. A great deal on Essex air humidifiers, just $129.99. And replacement filters, $3 off, along with Fight LED light bulbs. Save big on great deals at your local hardware store. Prasca's Hardware Hank in Oaks, 742-2034.
Hey, all you hunters, anglers, and weekend outdoor warriors. I'm Nick Simonson, inviting you to tune in to The Weekender's Edge, where you'll get the latest conditions, news, tips, and happenings to help you make the most of the three best days of the week. Tune in every Thursday and Friday at 10:40 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. to get the edge on the game and fish that you pursue in North Dakota and beyond. And don't forget to tune into my segment, Our Outdoors, now part of Super Sports Saturday.
Dakota Edge Weekender and Our Outdoors on KDDR, The Tornado.
Overnight forecast from Ag Central meteorologist Mick Kerr. Clear skies, cold temps, steady temps near 0 to 5 above, but a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour creating some cold wind chills and blowing snow in rural areas. Tomorrow, leading into the rest of the week, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with mild temps, lows in the high teens to near 20 degrees, highs in the 20s to almost 30. For more weather anytime, you can log on to newsdakota.com.
Back here at OHS, not great news to report to you. Sydney Kleingartner went down in the last possession. Kleingartner, a senior for Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. She's still lying underneath the basket right now. And Coach Bjerkley came out and asked Coach Hack for a trainer here at OHS or an EMT. So Kleingartner in some serious pain. It was some kind of a lower leg injury, and that is all I got for you. So we're waiting for a trainer to come out and see if we can't get her looked at. But we'll let her, let the doctor, whoever comes out, and the coaches get a peek at her, and hopefully she'll be all right. But again, we'll just send it to break, and we'll be back in a bit. It is 4-0 Oaks on top of Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. Just getting started through this first minute in the first quarter. 6:54 to go in the opening frame here on the Tornado.
Get ready for a whole new TV viewing experience. Everything you have been searching for. A TiVo from DRN ReadyTech is just what you are looking for. Record TV shows, a voice control remote, personalized predictions, stream easily with the touch of a button, and view it all from your phone or tablet with the View It app. TiVo powered by View It is smarter, faster, and easier to use. Ready for your new TV viewing experience? Call 344-5000 to order a TiVo from DRN ReadyTech today.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
Sanford Clinic Oaks strives to provide the highest quality and most progressive health care in the region. For your convenience, the Oaks office is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. With several years of dedication to the Oaks area, Drs. Roop and Vanny Nagala, along with Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack, welcome the chance to serve your health care needs as Sanford Health Physicians. To make an appointment, please call 742-3267. Sanford Health, dedicated to the work of health and healing.
One size fits all. That may be right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Hi, I'm Andrew Delabar, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me today at 701-742-3552. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Member SIPC.
So the injured Imperial Sydney Kleingartner gets some help off. She was carried off by some parents and a police officer, doctor as well. She'll be looked at and hopefully get some good news. Not going to speculate. Looked like some kind of a leg injury, but that's all I'm going to go. So we resume play here. It is Oaks 4 and Napoleon Gackle-Streeter nothing with 6:45 to go on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Oaks with the ball coming off the injury. Hansen, wide open look in the right wing three, misses it, tracks down the long rebound. Feeds to Nicole Schmitz, who steps into it too. Looked like the shot was blocked. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Oaks. 29 to shoot, 6:34 to play. Scoreboard again brought to you by JVG of Oaks and Verona, your locally owned and operated grain company. They're proud to serve their communities. For up-to-date cash quotes, check out jamesvalleygrain.com. Entry pass to Sadie Hansen. Foul call. That's going against Janae Weigel. That's the team's first, coming with 6:27 to go. Off the baseline, feeding Nicole Schmitz. She bangs one off the window to make it 6-0 OHS. The new player into the game for Napoleon Gackle-Streeter, by the way, Courtney Bitts. NGS nearly turns it over, gets it back, though. The runner off the mark for Glatt. Glatt gets another offensive rebound. Napoleon Gackle-Streeter has yet to find the scoreboard, but they have been beating up Oaks right now on the offensive glass. And it looks like Coach Hack will call a timeout with 6:07 to go. And a 6-0 Oaks lead. We'll take one as well.
James Valley Grain takes pride in supporting our great community and our students. Whether you are in the classroom, on the basketball court, the wrestling mat, or volunteering at local events, teamwork is how we achieve success. At James Valley Grain, our whole team is dedicated in providing you the best customer service for all your marketing and trucking needs. Ask about our new grain marketing tools. Our door is always open, and you can give us a call at one of our three locations. James Valley Grain of Berlin, Oaks, and Verona wishes all producers, students, and athletes a successful year.
Coming off the quick Coach Hack timeout, Claire Wagner throws it away. Turnover for the Tornadoes, and here comes NGS moving right to left, and an over-the-back called. Kind of a bone... kind of a mishap in the old mental department as Weigel crossed the timeline and passed to a trailing teammate, and the teammate wasn't over the half-court line yet. So a turnover as Roney nearly throws it away through a couple of bodies. Hansen gets it back and feeds Roney, who retreats out to the three-point line and schwacks the three. A 9-0 Oaks lead, 5:38 to go in the first on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Catching in the post, trying to go in was Herbalee, and she loses it. Sadie Hansen with good defense again, just keeping the hands straight up. Wagner, pass too high for Nicole. Second turnover for Wagner. And here comes Napoleon Gackle-Streeter away with it. Right angle drive. Glatt will throw it into the post for Weigel, who turns, faces up the basket, can't get the roll, gets another miss, but is just rejected from behind. The much taller Sadie Hansen pretty much has had to drop her hand down and take the ball out of her hands. Hansen now goes coast to coast, and she is fouled with 5:04 to play in the first. And Sadie Hansen heads to the free throw line. That's going to be foul number two against Weigel as Sadie Hansen hits the first. So Oaks coming into tonight, mentioned that they're on a winning streak. They have, as Hansen hits the second, she goes 2 of 2. And it's a quick 11-0 spurt for the Oaks Tornadoes. Oaks overall is 8-2. They've won their last four games, and they have not been close. Pretty much every victory this season, except for one, hasn't really been close. As Thompson catches down the lane, has to fire it back out as she was falling out of bounds. NGS keeps it alive momentarily, but Claire Wagner jumps in front of a pass with a steal, feeding Roney. Roney goes off the glass for two, and Lakin Roney's got 5 of the Oaks' 13 points. And the Tornadoes, a couple touchdown lead now on Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. Pass inside to Herbalee, who catches, fires, no good with the left hook. Hansen collects the rebound, and it looked like she almost got away with a double dribble. Maybe the ball was knocked out of her hands. Either way, Lake and Roney get a catch and shoot from the left corner and drains it. And now we'll get a timeout taken by NGS and Coach Bjarkley. It is now 16-0, Oaks on top, 4:13 to go in the first quarter.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
Sixteen-0 Tornadoes on top on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. It is an explosive start for OHS. Napoleon Gackle-Streeter down a player right now as leaving the game. Klein Gardner looked like who unfortunately severely injured a leg of some sort, lower leg, I'm guessing, but now an NGS already working deeper into the bench than they would like. On the wing, it's Glatt up top, swings to the right side for Weigel, who leaves it for Bitts. Not great separation here between the offensive teammates. Herbley dribbles in as she catches, uses the left hand, no good. Nicole Schmitz had an offensive rebound, dribbled it off of Napoleon's foot. That was Herbley who had actually went off of her foot, out of bounds, and OHS takes over. 3:35 to go. It is Oaks 16, Napoleon nothing. It's as we'll get an illegal screen set against Jada Sire. I think she knew it, kind of had a smirk on her face and walked away. That'll be the second foul, rather. Oh, I beg your pardon. That is number one against Sire. The first one was called on Roney. I thought the referee had 22, not 23. That's my bad. And there's another one on Roney. Reaching in on the entry pass, Lakin picks up her second with 3:21 to go in the first quarter. And we'll see some subs come in now for OHS. We'll see Jepson and Holscher check in for Roney and Wagner. Right baseline. Jaslyn Weigel also into the game. She'll inbound. And the ball comes up top now to the right side for Bitts. Courtney Bitts circles, trying to create any separation against the defender Sadie Hansen. She'll give up the ball to Thompson, now to Weigel. That is Jaslyn Weigel. Dribbles to the baseline, cut off, feeds it back out to Bitts, who misses the jumper short. Jada Sire battles for the rebound, but can't keep it in bounds along the near sideline. And Napoleon keeps it alive with 2:59 to go. Oh, I mean, you don't have many negatives when you're up 16-0, as airballing the shot was Herbley into the hands of Hansen. But if there is a negative right now for Oaks, it is that they're getting beat on the boards. Nicole Schmitz catches, left of the circle, open three, got it. And Nicole Schmitz has 7 points. It is 19-0, Oaks on top. Glatt with a left-handed dribble, bounces inside. CeCe Holscher forces the turnover. Hansen to Jepson. Jepson inside to Schmitz, shielding off the defender and using the right hand to lay one off the window. It's 21-0, Oaks on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. 2:20 to go. It has been all Oaks. And again, Oaks has, in the middle part of the season through the region and district, they've played a lot of the teams that are going to be ranked, 4 through 7 in the district tournaments. They will get some tougher competition with Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, Carrington, and Linton HMB down the road. But Oaks has been taking care of the teams they should be taking care of. Three was blocked. 1 second on the shot clock, and the shot was away by Bitts, but she missed the rim. And that'll be a shot clock violation with 1:50 to go. More subs coming in for OHS. They will go with a bench lineup now. We got Mugley, Abby Cox, and Shayla Novak into the game. By the way, Oaks Junior Varsity, they won handily as well earlier tonight. And I heard it was the Emma Mugley show. Apparently she had, there was like 18 fouls, and most of them went against Mugley in that first half. Pretty insane. Novak missed the jumper, gets it back in the near side corner, though. Feeds Jepson, right wing three. Allison misses short rim, and Jaslyn Weigel has the board, and a foul called in that far side corner. Going to go against CeCe Holscher. Bench players in OHS between Holscher, Muggs, Cox, Novak, and Jepson. They've gotten plenty of minutes in a lot of these blowout wins over the last four games, and really, I mean, all season. They've gotten into the game a lot of minutes. Left angle drive, Courtney Thompson was shut out by Novak. Gives it up, gets it back now, and the ball works around the perimeter to Tanisha Kleppe, who's into the game. Bounces into the corner. Mackenzie Glatt puts NGS on the board for the first time tonight. Mackenzie Glatt makes it 21-3 as we go under 1 minute to play on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Abby Cox tees up a three, and she gets that three right back. Slight hesitation from Abby Cox, but she drains the three to make it a 24-3 lead. Almost one quarter in, 40 seconds to go. And now it's back-to-back baskets for NGS. Janae Weigel in the block, uses the right hand and hits the layup. 24-5, there is less than a second differential between game and shot clock. Oaks working against the zone. Holscher catches short corner, gets it to the middle of the floor for Novak. One dribble to her right, puts up the jumper, missed short, and Courtney Thompson collects the rebound. To the left wing, Kleppe feeds up top for Jaslyn Weigel. Dribbling left, will swing left. Now back up top. Mackenzie Glatt looking for her second three. Barely nicked the iron, and that one goes out of bounds off the baseline. Oaks takes over with 4.2 left on the scoreboard. So I had before the game, 2 seconds left. Abby Cox from half court. We'll get back to that story as Abby Cox misses the three. And we are one quarter in. It's been all Oaks, 24-5 after a quarter of play. You're listening to Tornadoes Girls Basketball on the Tornado.
As you're getting your planting equipment ready for next spring, don't forget about Gramlow LTD of Fullerton. They can help you get your meters ready, providing you with new opener blades to make sure your seed trench is cut perfectly. Upgrade your fertilizer system and get your track set to eliminate your pinch row compaction. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD in Fullerton a call today, 375-6330, or visit their website, gramlowltd.com. Gramlow LTD, helping growers get the most of their corn planting equipment.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change.
You don't have
Bank
to.
North. New name,
I don't know how
but
either.
Values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
We go into the second quarter. It is Oaks 24, Napoleon Gackle Streeter 5. Nicole Schmitz jumps in front of the pass, and she's going to take it all the way to the window, fouled and one. And Nicole now makes it 26-5 and has a free throw coming up. I'm trying to get Aubrey Steiner to come over here and do some play-by-play, but she doesn't want to. She says she doesn't know how, and I responded, well, I don't know how either. I just kind of come out here and talk a bunch of gibberish. Well, now I don't know what's happening on the floor either. One of the officials just walked off. He may have switched basketballs. I think that's what it was. I have no idea. I'm guessing that's what it was. Well, now one of the other official has to check with it. Give it back to the baseline official. And who finally gives it back to Nicole. All right. And Nicole misses the free throw, rolls off. It's picked up by Herbaly. All right, 26-5, OHS on top, 7:39 to go. So what I was saying before the first quarter came to an end, there was a kid, and I apologize, I don't know your name, young man, but he was just kind of leaning against the table, right? And I figured he wanted something. I take the headset off on the pregame show, and I go, hey, what's going on? What do you need? He goes, hey, can I broadcast? I go, hey, absolutely. Tegan Herbaly, by the way, in the post, uses the left hand, and off the window, it's good. It's now 26-7, so scoring coming a little easier for Napoleon Gackle Streeter. Janae Weigel gets a steal, but gives it right back to the sure-handed Claire Wagner, who feeds Roney on the opposite side of the floor, misses the runner. Jada Sire, an offensive rebound, collapses to the ground, and we'll get a held ball. Possession arrow favors Oaks with 7:01 to go on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. So I told that kid, I'm like, you know what, if you want to come back in the third quarter, as Schmitz catches, feeds back to Hansen as she steps off the baseline, and Sadie Hansen floats one home for two. It's now 28-7. I told him, though, if you want to come back in the third quarter, I'll give you a five-minute window if you want to broadcast. If he's still around, I'll ask for his name. I gotta find out what his name is, but heck yeah. If he wants to broadcast, give me a little break. Absolutely. Like I said, I'm trying to get Aubrey over here to broadcast, too. Catching inside the left wing, Courtney Thompson puts up the two, no good. And the rebound falls off to Roney, who feeds Wagner, who feeds Schmitz, and she's fouled on the way up. Nicole heads back to the line where she just missed a free throw moments ago. Foul going to be picked up by Courtney Thompson, number one against her. Got a football score on her hands right now, 28-7. That score stays the same. Nicole Schmitz misses the free throw. And there goes the football score, 29-7. Schmitz hits the free throw. I mean, I suppose it still can be a football score, just maybe not as regular as you would typically see. In the front court, it's Kleppy. Around a screen, works to her right, hands the ball off for Jaslyn Weigel, who gets it to Courtney Thompson as they rotate around the three-point line. A lot of passing here to the wing. Thompson feeds the free throw line, goes through the hands of Herbaly. Wagner away with it, who hits Sire on the drive-in. Jada Sire hit to the ground and gets a friendly roll. Looked like she left it short, but got just enough momentum. The ball was able to get up over the rim and drop through to make it 31-7. Hansen jumps in front of a pass, bats it back to Weigel, so the possession stays alive until Nicole Schmitz jumps in front of the pass and is fouled on the way to the hoop. So Nicole Schmitz, another trip to the free throw line. By the way, the Oaks boys, they are in Ashley tonight taking on South Border. Cole Schmitz hits the free throw, makes it 32-7. As Mackenzie Glatt coming back in for the Imperials. I'm going to try and get some scoreboard updates from Ashley, too, see how the boys' game is going as they take on 0-8 South Border. Nicole now has hit three free throws in a row after missing her first two. And it's now 33-7 with 5:40 to go in our first half. Double team comes across the front, across the timeline. Kleppy nearly turns it over, gets it to Janae Weigel, who feeds Glatt on the left wing. Inside it to Herbaly, goes up with it, misses short. Hansen the rebound. In transition, Roney open to the lane, and she bangs one off the window for an easy two. It's now 35-7. And our next stoppage, we'll see a full line change in for OHS. We'll see Mugley, Cox, Novak, Jepson, and Holscher into the game. Another turnover on Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. Hansen gets the steal. Feeds Wagner trailing, who feeds inside. Somehow slipped all the way through to Sire, who is blocked from behind by Glatt, but Jada gets it back. Out to Roney. Shot fake down the lane. And a pass inside. Jada's fouled hard. Jada just got smacked on the chops, it looked like, and drops her to the backside, but she looks to be fine. Not a shooting foul, so we'll get that line change coming in. The Oaks bench now comes in a 35-7 Oaks lead in half number one. Jepson on the baseline, feeds Mugley, gets it to the wing, Novak, back to Jepson, who retreats into the corner, fires up a three, no. Rebound leads Glatt into a transition. Glatt, though, puts the brakes on into the front court, and the ball works to the left side. Jaslyn Weigel threw her hands out of bounds, Oaks ball. I think one of the things you have to worry about when you have so many games like this, like blowout fashion, is you don't really get a full-conditioned game for the starters. Jepson, open right wing three, no. Long rebound will be grabbed by Courtney Bitts and NGS. Because now for a while, Oaks, I mean, the starters, so listen to these last five games, as Glatt has it on the wing. So tonight right now, 35-7 Oaks on top. This is in the first half. The last game, a 65-31 win at Midcota. Before that, 52-36 against Milner North Sargent. Before that, 70-34 against Edley Cullum Montpelier. As a shot in the post from Herbaly off the mark, Mugley grabs the board and is fouled. Oaks ball. And that'll be a 1-1 coming up for Emma Mugley. And then before EKM, it was 74-14. So the last competitive game was back on December 27th, and that was a 68-52 loss when Oaks was missing Schmitz, No, they were missing Sire and Roney that day. So you didn't even have the regular starting five for that afternoon at the UJ shootout. Mugley hits the free throw. Mugley hits the second as well. She goes 2 of 2 to make it 37-7. So it's been a long time since the starting five has seen a competitive ball game through all four quarters. Jepson in front of the pass with a steal. Jepson goes coast to coast. And we got a foul, looked like before Jepson was into her shooting motion. And we'll have a 1-1 coming up for Allison Jepson. So just, you know, so you love wins, absolutely. But come tournament time, when you're not tested all that often like Oaks hasn't been in the last month pretty much, it'll be interesting to see. Jepson misses the front end. And the rebound controlled by Kylie Breidenbach for Napoleon Gackle Streeter. Down the lane, Thompson kicks out to the wing for Glatt. Back to Breidenbach. Pass will eventually come inside. One dribble. Up with it is Erbely. And Tegan Erbely's got her second basket today. First Imperial to multiple field goals. Oaks, the boys' game, by the way, just got underway. They are up 7-2 on South Border. Ball deflects out of bounds. Last touch by Napoleon Gackle Streeter. 3:15 to go in our first half. It is 37-9. Oaks on top. Off the baseline pass. Cox, an open look at a three, and she gets the friendly roll. Abby Cox has two long balls tonight. It's 40-9 Oaks. On the opposite wing from me, Thompson. Feeds back up top to Breidenbach, who lofts one on the near side for Glatt. Glatt hands off for Courtney Thompson, who will step into a three, airballed it too strong. Jepson the rebound, looking to run, as Oaks always does. Puts the brakes on, feeds Holscher up top, fires left to Cox, back to Holscher, and Oaks will reset in a half-court offense. Novak gets a good look at it, mid-range two, it's good. Right baseline jumper for Shayla Novak makes it 42-9. With 2.5 minutes left in the opening half on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Glatt works the ball around the perimeter, left side bits. Into the post now, Erbely goes around. Holscher got a good look, but missed the shot. Two Imperials smacked together. It goes out of bounds, Oaks ball. And a new line change coming up for OHS. Got the starters back in now. Hansen, Wagner, Schmitz, Roney, Sire all into the game. In the post, Sire turns it over, tried to thread the needle to Roney on the baseline. But Jada Sire turns it over. Courtney Bitz puts the brakes on as she hits inside the three-point line. Bitz gets it back north of the three-point line now. Ball working. Erbely going to drive. Kick out to Glatt. Glatt thought about passing back into Erbely. Instead, she'll throw it into a turnover, leading Claire Wagner the other way. Wagner always looking to pass. Stops, pops, no good. Can't get the mid-range two to go. Hansen the putback, no, as she was blocked away. Hansen, though, and Wagner double-teaming the rebounder Erbely, but NGS able to get it into the front court. Boy, if that wasn't typical Claire Wagner, I don't know what is. Always looking to pass. Looked like she could have had a open lane. Instead, she waited for the trailing Roney. Ended up passing, or tried to pass, then just put the brakes on, had a wide open 13-foot jumper, and was off the mark. Nicole Schmitz, by the way, called for a foul with 1:21 to go in our first half. Courtney Thompson at the line gets the first one to roll and drop through. Napoleon now to double digits at 42-10. Missing the second one, strong rebound for Sadie Hansen. Hansen pops a three, no good off the heel. Rebound collected by Breidenbach, snags it away from OHS. In transition, it's Thompson catching it. Great defense from Nicole, fired up a miss, but an offensive board good for Erbely. She's got 6 of the 12 points for Napoleon Gackle Streeter. As we go under 1 minute to play on the JVG scoreboard. Schmitz lobs into Hansen, bobbles, catches it, gets it to Roney, who's fouled on the way up, and Lincoln Roney heads to the free throw line for 2. Got the Prairie Twisters coming up at halftime. Roney misses the first free throw. More subs coming in and out. It'll be Holscher, Cox, Novak, Mugley in. And Jepson waits for Roney at the free throw line. With exactly 45 seconds left on the clock, Roney goes 0 of 2. Mugley battles for the rebound, ends up swatting it out of bounds, and that ball goes to NGS. And that'll allow Allison Jepson to check into the ballgame. 43.6 seconds left. Imperials with the ball. It's Tanisha Kleppe between the circles. Getting it right to Breidenbach. And now eventually into the corner, Tanisha Kleppe once again. Back out towards the top, about an 8 second differential between game and shot clock. Going through the defense was Herbalee, a lot of contact, and instead of a foul, we'll get a held ball, still favors the Napoleon Gackle Streeter Imperials. Baseline left, Breidenbach on the inbound. Drops it in, quick trigger, airballed by Thompson. Holscher the rebound, shot clock is off with 18 seconds to go in the first half. Jepson up top, fires left to Abby Cox, who catches on the wing. Abby gets it between the circles and now feeds Allison Jepson. Catch and shoot three, left it short, and the rebound comes off to Breidenbach. 2 seconds left, Breidenbach to Thompson. Thompson, half-court heave, missed it just right. Had a pretty good lie on it, but unfortunately missed it right, and that is how the first half comes to an end. It was 24-5 after one. It's now 42-12 after two quarters here from OHS. All tornadoes as the girls lead Napoleon Gackle Streeter. Oaks well on their way to winning five in a row on the tornado.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
As you're getting your planting equipment ready for next spring, don't forget about Gramlow LTD of Fullerton. They can help you get your meters ready, providing you with new opener blades to make sure your seed trench is cut perfectly. Upgrade your fertilizer system and get your tracks set to eliminate your pinch row compaction. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD in Fullerton a call today, 375-6330, or visit their website, gramlowltd.com. Gramlow LTD, helping growers get the most of their corn planting equipment.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change. Bank North. New name, but values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
Farmers work hard all season to grow the best crops possible. And when it comes to selling it, they want the best price and the best service. Columbia Grain in Oaks provides competitive grain prices and grain marketing opportunities. Whether it's corn, beans, wheat, fertilizer, edibles, or organics, we can help you with the strategies that best suit you. We are just a phone call or text away. Grain bids are available by text or email. Please call Abby, Dustin, or Tiffany at Columbia Grain, 742-2982. The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow.
It's JQ Clothing Company's winter clearance sale. They're needing to make room for the new arrivals. Stop in for the great sales. All clothing, footwear, hats, scarves, and gloves are 40% off. And right now is a perfect opportunity to redeem those gift cards. Service and support is what you'll find when you do business with Computer Express in Oaks. They do it all, on-site and remote service, provide new and used computers and more. Call 742-2632. JQ Clothing Company and Computer Express have great deals for you. Welcome to 2020 from everyone at Quilt & Sew in Oaks. Quilt & Sew, truly a quilter's dream. Offering everything a sewer and quilter would need. Notions, fabric, patterns, and more. And right now, receive 20% off pre-cut fabrics, charms, jelly rolls, layer cakes, fat quarters, half-yard cuts, and kits. Stop in and get these great deals now through January 18th. Quilt and Sew, where beautiful things come together one stitch at a time. Located on Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-2642.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is your local truck and trailer tire dealer. They have ASC certified mechanics offering truck alignments, diesel, truck and engine repairs, full service trailer repairs, clutch brakes and transmissions, engine overhauls, hydraulic systems, diagnostic computers. They're also a full line part supplier for diesel trucks and trailers, along with service calls and towing available 24/7. Oaks Truck and Trailer, it's where customers are their first and only priority.
Back here at halftime on the Oaks Truck and Trailer Halftime Show. Oaks Truck and Trailer, they have ASC certified mechanics on staff offering diesel, truck, and engine repairs. That's Oaks Truck and Trailer, 742-3342. At the break, Oaks 42 and Napoleon Gackle Streeter 12 got the Prairie Twisters going on in the background. That's where you're going to hear the halftime music. But, man, that first half, it was all OHS. They scored the first 16 of the game. And Napoleon Gackle-Streeter did get some offense brewing at least towards the end, made a couple of baskets in the first and carried over to get a couple makes in the second. But it has been a game dominated by Oaks here tonight. Leading scorer right now for the Oaks Tornadoes, it is Nicole Schmitz. She has herself 14 points in that opening half. The leading scorer, Lakin Roney, she also poured in a pretty good first half. She finished with 10 points, second leading scorer on the team. Then third, it was Sadie Hansen and Abby Cox, both with 6 points each. And Jada Sire with two, Emma Mugley with two as well. Napoleon was led by Tegan Herbele. She was one of, actually the only Imperial with multiple makes in that first half. She had 6 points. Mackenzie Glad had three. Janae Weigel had two, and Courtney Thompson had one at the free throw line. At the end of one quarter, by the way, it is Oaks 20 and South Border 11. After a quarter play, that's boys basketball, by the way. Yeah, probably should clarify, huh? The girls up 42-12 at half. Boys up 20-11 after one quarter of play. So good night so far for Oaks. Let's see if the boys can carry that into the second quarter as well. Let's see if we can't get a couple of big victories here tonight. Boys, by the way, in Ashley taking on South Border. All right, we are about halfway through the halftime show. Prairie Twisters giving their routine. We'll come back and we will have the top 10 boys and girls Class B basketball polls. They'll be teed up for you in just a little bit on the Tornado.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Dulcim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Hi, this is Tanya Wald with First Community Credit Union to let you know what CASASA is all about. It is a free checking account like no other. It pays you cash rewards each month. Yes, you heard right, free cash rewards. Stop by and visit us at First Community Credit Union in Oaks, Napoleon, or Wishing. CASASA, free checking that pays, insured by NCUA. Qualifying rules apply. See us for details.
The Oaks Tornadoes lead over Napoleon Gackle-Streeter at the halftime break. Let's get to the top 10 girls and boys basketball polls. Let's start with the girls first. No surprise, Kindred still leading the way, receiving 13 of the 15 first-place votes. And actually, you know what? As I start to recite all this, I realized I didn't vote this week. Nice going, Ace. Yeah, real nice going. Kindred is number one. They are 10-0. Number two, Langdon Enmore Munich, also 10-0. And then Rugby checks in at third. They are 11-0, receiving two of the 15 first-place votes. Kidder County is number four with a 12-1 mark. Thompson, number five with an 11-1 mark. Trenton is six. Linton is seven. Four wins, Minnewaukett eight. Grafton, nine. And then Mohall, Lansford, Sherwood, number 10. Carrington and Beach, the only other two teams receiving votes on the outside looking in. Let's switch to the boys now. They're sixth. The sixth Class B boys basketball poll still leading the way. Four wins, Minnewaukett. They are first with a 6-0 record and receiving 15 of the 18 first-place votes. Rugby checks in at number two. Enderlin, the Enderlin Eagles just won the Barnes County Tournament. They are number three with an 8-0 record. Hillsboro Central Valley, number four. Richland, number five. And you go all the way down the top 10. Not one team from Region 3. Not District 5, not District 6, nothing from Region 3. The only team actually receiving votes from the region is Linton HMB as they check in with a 7-2 overall record. So those are the polls for you, both boys and the girls. We'll take another break. We'll be ready for the second half after this on the Tornado.
Jingle the bells and spread the cheer. It's holiday time, and Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks want you to enjoy the season. Let them help provide you with quality products to repair, redecorate, or remodel your home. And if you're looking for just the right gift for that friend, handyman, or relative on your list, stop in. They can help stock a toolbox, outfit a workshop, or provide a tool to make life just a bit easier. Gift certificates are available. A wonderful holiday is what your wish from everyone at Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Terrace 50 White has a great supply of Russell Stover candy, from individual caramel hearts, mini boxes, and full-size boxes. Remind that special someone in your life how much you love them with the gift of chocolate. Terrace 50 White also has that perfect Hallmark card for your sweetheart, and as a reminder, when you buy four cards, the fifth one is free. Stop by Terrace 50 White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824.
A remodel, addition, or new construction is a lot like a puzzle. You look at the shapes, the colors, and what you envision as a finished work of art. And now, with special pricing on Showplace Cabinetry, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks can help you worry about one less piece of the puzzle. They will fit you with American-made cabinetry that is diverse and adaptable to your unique style. Every single piece is backed for a lifetime. Still juggling ideas in your mind? Make a puzzle a masterpiece at Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, 2 miles south of Oaks.
Gear up for the new year at Braska's Hardware, Hank and Oaks. Many great deals to start off the new year. 4-pack Duracell batteries, $4.49. Snow roof rake, $49.99. A great deal on Essex air humidifiers, just $129.99. And replacement filters, $3 off, along with Fight LED light bulbs. Save big on great deals at your local hardware store. Braska's Hardware, Hank in Oaks, 742-2034.
The Tornado is KDDR-AM 1220 Oaks, translated on 95.9 FM K240CJ.
Overnight forecast from Ag Central meteorologist Mick Kerr. Clear skies, cold temps, steady temps near 0 to 5 above, but a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, creating some cold wind chills and blowing snow in rural areas. Tomorrow, leading into the rest of the week, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with mild temps, lows in the high teens to near 20 degrees, highs in the 20s to almost 30. For more weather anytime, you can log on to newsdakota.com.
Hey all you hunters, anglers, and weekend outdoor warriors, I'm Nick Simonson, inviting you to tune in to The Weekender's Edge, where you'll get the latest conditions, news, tips, and happenings to help you make the most of the three best days of the week. Tune in every Thursday and Friday at 10:40 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. to get the edge on the game and fish that you pursue in North Dakota and beyond. And don't forget to tune into my segment, Our Outdoors, now part of Super Sports Saturday.
Dakota Edge Weekender and Our Outdoors on KDDR, The Tornado.
All right, we're moving into half number two. It'll be the Oaks Tornadoes moving right to left across your radio dial. It is 42-12. Oaks on top. Wagner to Schmitz to Hansen. We're underway. Nice find underneath to Jada Sire, who's fouled on the way up. And Jada heads to the line to kick off half number two. A sour wine with you from OHS. It's been all Tornadoes, 42-12. Oaks is well on their way to winning another game. By the way, in this four-game stretch, Oaks has been averaging 65 points a game, just a little over their season average of 63. So really not that big of a stretch, as missing is Jada Sire. Up top, Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. It's Mackenzie Glatt. She'll swing left to Weigel. Back up top, it is Courtney Bitz. Bitz into the left side corner as it's lobbed inside to Tegan Eberle. Eberle misses the shot. She's fouled. Nicole Schmitz commits the foul. And two free throws coming up here with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go in our half. So we're getting our junior broadcaster ready to roll. It's going to be Colton. He's going to take over for me for at least a little bit of this third quarter. We'll let him do a couple of minutes, as missing the free throw is Tegan Eberle. I'll have to give him some pointers. I don't know. People always ask me, like, how do you do it? Like, what do you talk about? I just say what I see, I guess, as Eberle misses the free throw. She goes 0 of 2. Schmitz grabs the board. So, yeah, we're gonna let Colton. He's going to take over in the third quarter as Sadie Hansen drives, misses the floater short. Ball back to NGS. 43-12, Oaks on top with 7 minutes and 13 seconds in the ball in the third quarter left. As the right side, it's Janae Weigel. She moves left, swings it back into the corner. Mackenzie Glatt. Ball works out to the left side of the circle. Courtney Bitz into the corner. Now Janae Weigel. Pass lobbed inside. Great defense from Nicole Schmitz. Bats it away. Avoided the over-the-back. Jada Sire misses the layup on the other hand, however. And Napoleon gets the ball right back. Janae Weigel brings it into the front court, pushes into the corner for Bitz. Bitz now dribbles left back into the corner, bounces up top to the right of the circle. It's Courtney Thompson. She skips into the corner for Glatt. Ball lobbed inside, catching it as Eberle goes up with the left. Got around Nicole Schmitz enough to get a decent look at it. Missed the shot. Sadie Hansen rips the ball away. And before she did, though, we got a foul there? We did. Okay. I didn't know if it was going to be a foul or a held ball. Going to go against Tegan Eberle. That's number one against Tegan. 43-12, Oaks on top on the James Valley Green scoreboard. Wagner given plenty of room. Steps into the long two. Misses front iron. And the Oaks offense hasn't looked as good as they did in that first half. But we're just 2 minutes into this third quarter. Eberle catches. Drops to the deck as Claire Wagner rips it away. Held ball. Possession arrow favors Napoleon Gackle-Streeter. Janae Weigel inbounds. Left baseline. Lobs it to the wing. Thompson feeds it back up top. Catching it as Glatt. Skips into the corner. It's caught by Janae Weigel. Weigel lobs inside. Extra pass to the wing. Courtney Thompson going to heave up the three. No. Crashing the boards, and the ball ends up in the arms of Eberle. She hits the deck and brought down an offensive rebound, but she was called for a travel. 5 minutes, 49 seconds to go in our third quarter. It's 43-12, Oaks on top. Claire Wagner brings it into the front court. Jada Sire catches in the corner. Hansen feeds Schmitz. Schmitz into the post, and one. Nicole Schmitz hits the basket, and she heads the free throw line, taking the foul given by Tegan Eberle. 45-12 with 5 minutes 40 seconds to go. We'll get you a boys basketball update right now as Nicole Schmitz hits the free throw. Boys up on South Border. It is 33-12, middle of the second quarter. 5:35 to go. Weigel catches right wing. Weigel dribbles left. Lobs back up top. Courtney Thompson. Thompson going to angle in, fouled by Schmitz, and Courtney Thompson heads to the line. I think now is a good time for our junior announcer, Colton, to take over. You ready to go, man? Awesome. Throw on the old headset. My advice to you is say the score a lot. There you go. You want to sit here? My advice to you is say the score a lot. Score in time.
Score is 46-13. No, Clark, go for it.
Here we go, some rosters.
There's Clark.
Who hit that basket right there? That was number 42, right? CC Holzer.
CC Holzer.
Yep, Holzer.
Now Jada.
Just got that. Jada Sire.
Yep.
Yep. Jada Sire in the rack.
No, good
foul.
Foul.
What happens after a foul? Shoot some free throws, right? Yep.
Shoot some free throws. Now Jada going for the first try.
Sire for makes the second try.
Makes the first.
Well done. Do a lot of broadcasting, Colton? Is this your first time?
No.
Hey, everybody's got to start.
Second.
Is basketball your favorite sport? No? Wow.
Now Jada going for the second one. Makes it.
Jada hits number two.
Now number 10.
Hey, you got to use this roster for the blue team. I know it's tough, isn't it? You got to control both sides.
Now number 22.
So that'd be Kleppy. Now it's Weigel.
Now it's Weigel.
Courtney Thompson moving left.
Courtney Thompson. Now it's...
into the corner, that's Thompson. Who lost the
Thompson.
Ball.
Thompson. Lost the ball. Gibson. Now Jada.
Foul on the way up.
Foul on the way up.
Well done, man. Well done. You're getting the hang of this thing. How much time is left and what's the score?
The score is 50-14, and there's 4 minutes, 23 seconds.
Yep, excellent.
Jada going for the first try. Makes it.
It's always my advice. You got to say the score a lot, you got to say the time a lot.
The score is 51-14. Jada going for the second try. Makes it.
So bringing it up, that is Weigel. Now up top, Kleppy into the post and ripped away by 40.
CC.
Yep, well done.
Now toss it to Shayla. Now and again, CC. Now it's Lakin.
Lakin down the way. Body's hit the back.
Lakin's down.
No ball keeps it here. So what's your favorite sport if it's not basketball, Colton?
Wrestling.
Wrestling? Nice. You ever do wrestling broadcast? Should try that. I'll go. Next time Rich is on the call, I'll go talk to him.
Now shoot. Got the ball. Passes it. Now Shayla got the ball. Going for a hit. Now number 3.
It's Courtney Thompson.
Courtney Thompson.
It's Breidenbach.
Breidenbach. Now it's
Weigel.
Weigel.
Leppy.
Leppy.
Thompson.
Thompson.
Up top, Breidenbach.
Breidenbach.
A lot of ball movement here. 3 from Courtney Thompson.
Gibson. And misses. Now Gibson going for a run. Oh, Gibson makes it. 54-14. 3 minutes left.
54-14 Oaks. It's Thompson.
Thompson.
Kleppy.
Now it's
Breidenbach.
Now it's.
Top caught by Jaslyn Weigel.
Jaslyn Weigel.
Around the circle goes Kleppy.
Goes Clevy, and then here goes Thompson.
Thompson drives in, passes to Breidenbach, back to Thompson.
Thompson, Breidenbach.
9 and seconds to shoot. Shot from
misses. Clevy. Now CC, no. And out.
Out of bounds, stays with Napoleon.
And.
What's the score in time?
54-14, 250. How toss is it? Who's gonna get it? Number 4.
Left side's Breidenbach.
Breidenbach.
Steps into a two.
Now, out of bounds. No.
Oh, close. Kept it in.
Now Gibson. Going for. Now Cox. Now Gibson again. And out of bounds. 54-14. Two fouls and five fouls.
Timeout taken. Napoleon Gackles-Reeder. Hey, Colton, we're going to have to go to break. Got to send it to a commercial, man, all right?
Okay.
54-14. Oaks on top. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in our third quarter.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor. Distributor.
Hey, our young guy, Colton, man, he killed it. He was incredible. 54-14, our score. Oaks on top and Napoleon Gackles-Reeder. I figured I better get back to doing my job. I relieved Colton of his duties. He did awesome. Well done, young man. I don't know how old he is. I should have asked. I don't know, six, seven, eight maybe. I don't know how old kids are, apparently. It's a pretty wide range. 9, 10, who knows? Well done, Colton. Hey, the first time I broadcast, it was a lot worse than his. Are you kidding me? Driving in, blocked was Kleppy. Out of bounds, stays with Napoleon. It is kind of a funny contrast hearing his voice, right? Kind of a little higher, maybe a little squeakier than mine. A little bit. I squeak every once in a while, but I think going contrast from his voice to, yeah, I never say I have a deep voice, but there's a contrast, right? Ball goes out of bounds again. It stays with Napoleon. The Oaks boys, by the way, on top of South Border, 43-26 at halftime. 1:52 to go. Shayla Novak bats away the inbounds pass. Gets it to Jepson, who's off and running. Allison stripped of the ball. I think it went off her leg last, but the ref was trailing, and that'll stay with Oaks. As CeCe Holscher going to inbound. Holscher left to the basket. Oh, they'll bring her right to the basket now. Lobs it out to Novak. Goes through her hands, and here comes Herbaly with it. Herbaly running all the way in, down the lane, and blocked, and a held ball called with 1:39 to go. Our score, by the way, 54-14. Oaks on top of Napoleon Gackles-Reeder. On the James Valley Grain scoreboard, another held ball back to Oaks with 1:35 to go. CeCe Holscher gets it into Jepson. Oaks will get another victory under their belt. Mugley catches in the post, fouled in, hits the basket. Emma Mugley gets the and one, and Muggs heads to the free throw line. As Mugley heads to the line, it's 56-14. We'll get a late sub coming in for Napoleon Gackles-Reeder. Back in is Weigel. And Janae takes the spot of the other Weigel, Jaslyn. Mugley, a couple dribbles at the line. Misses the free throw. And the ball collected by Tegan Herbaly. Up top. Pass intercepted. Allison Jepson jumps in front of it. Jepson all the way to the out of the way to the hoop. And Allison Jepson hits the basket. Oh, you hear Colton. He's still in the background. He's still practicing his broadcasting. It's 58-14, he says. Hey, I taught him one thing. Say the score a lot. Yeah, that's all I can teach you. As Tegan Herbaly hits the basket. 58-16 now, Oaks on top. Allison Jepson between the circles. Skips one to the left for Shayla Novak. Novak lobs into Mugley, catches. Nice pass out to an open Abby Cox, who drills the three. Abby Cox has three threes tonight. What's the score there, Colton? 61-16. You are correct, good sir. 30 seconds to go. Around a screen off the right elbow, it's Kleppe. She'll feed back up top Weigel. But a two-second differential between game and shot clock in a 61-16 Oaks lead. Weigel catch and shoot, long two, missed everything, out of bounds it goes. Oaks will take over. And more likely than not, our final score will wrap up at 61-16. Jepson drives in, kicks out to Holscher. 5 seconds left, she'll lob in to Novak. Novak's going to try and get a late two here. Misses front rim, and that's going to be the ball game. It is Oaks, 61, NGS 16. Domination tonight for the Oaks Tornadoes varsity girls basketball team. We will send it to break. We've got a post-game show brought to you by B&B Gardens of Oaks in Lisbon. They are your one-stop flower shop. You can count on them for all your floral. Hey, thanks for looking at me. I was wondering why you were looking at me. I'm going, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it's the end of the third, huh? Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's kind of one of those nights, JC. Don't laugh at me. Oh, hey, I gave up the broadcast at one point, so it fell a lot later than that. Yeah, we go to the fourth quarter now. Goodness gracious, Ace. All right, one more quarter to go. Yeah, I thought I kind of missed a lot of time in there, but hey, when you help this broadcaster out, I was going, a lot of time passed off. Yeah, we got the fourth quarter coming up. All right, 8 minutes to go. Yeah, now we're ready. Reset. Just seeing if everybody was on their toes. Napoleon with the ball. Abby Cox denies the pass. It goes back into the hands of Napoleon's Mackenzie Glatt. She'll swing left for Janae Weigel to the right wing to Glatt. Drives towards the baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by NGS. Good defense from Shayla Novak. 61-16 our score. Now we're in quarter four. Yeah, that would make a lot more sense. Ball going to be touched by Herbally. That one goes out of bounds off the baseline. And it'll stay with OHS in the front court. Abby Cox to inbound it. Cox catches. Corner three, no good. Lainey Allender back or into the game for the first time tonight. She grabs an offensive rebound. Yeah, Lainey, she tweaked, a couple weeks ago? A hamstring, I believe. Left elbow jumper, Emma Mugley misses off the mark. Rebound falls to Glatt. And NGS away with the ball. 61-16 our score. Caught in the left elbow, Herbley goes up with it. Blocked away by Mugley. Falls into the hands of Janae Weigel, who keeps the possession alive. And going to be a foul underneath. Looks like it's going to be on Oaks, and it will. That'll be Emma Mugley. She picks up the first. 6:25 to go into running clock now. It is 61-16, Oaks on top. Up top, it's caught by Courtney Bitts, dribbling right. She'll bounce to Tanisha Kleppe. Back to Herbley. Herbley now feeds out to the left side. Glatt misses the three. Janae Weigel, though, the putback good and an offensive rebound. 61-18, absolutely, Colton. Well done. 6:05 to go. Novak long two. Too strong. Rebound falls off and dribbled off the foot of Herbally. I'll actually say the ball hit Abby Cox's foot first and goes out of bounds. Let's get you a scheduling update for the rest of the week. We've got girls basketball again on Thursday. And I will not be on the call for that one. Our guy Greg Grenz up in Carrington, he'll be on the call. And hopefully he'll remember that basketball is four quarters and not three, unlike some broadcasters. Greg Grenz, he'll have the call for it. Since we already have our radio station up in Carrington, he will just simulcast on his station, KDAK, and he'll also broadcast here on KDDR. So he'll be doing that game. I was tasked with doing the game of the week. I'll be doing Lamore Litchfield Marion against Edgley Cullamont Pillier. Abby Cox just drilled another three. She's got four threes on the evening, and Abby Cox has a season-high 12 points. Into the right corner, Janae Weigel feeds into the post. Mugley with a major block off of Herbaly. Up ahead to Tyler Thompson, who's into the game. Thompson tries to keep the ball alive, ends up dribbling it out of bounds. And NGS takes over. Glatt to Kleppe, she walks it into the front court. 4:23 to go. It is Oaks 64, Napoleon 18. Mugley went for another block. This time she'll be called for a foul early to the line. Today we'll have girls hoops for you Thursday night. I will be back on the Oaks broadcast on Friday night for the Oaks boys game. Boys will welcome in Edgley Cullum Montpelier Friday evening. And then we've got wrestling for you Saturday morning. We have, what's that? Oh, it is the Nick Storhaug Invitational. Mr. Colton, our junior broadcaster, who absolutely crushed it tonight. Nick Storhaug, Saturday morning. Rich Vogelai is going to jump on the call at about 9 a.m. Sounds like the actual wrestling coverage begins 9:30. Thompson swings right now. Bryn Detlefson into the game. So on the floor for Oaks right now is Detlefson, Cox, Mugley, Thompson, and Owender. Cox catches baseline, puts up a two, no good. One-armed rebound grabbed by Herbaly. Herbaly's pass, though, nearly through. Well, it actually went through the hands of Bitts, and then it was last touched by Thompson, so Thompson had to keep it in before it went out of bounds, and then Oaks started to break away with it. Oaks turns the ball back over to Napoleon. But that's what we've got brewing over the next week. Hoops tonight, hoops Thursday, hoops Friday, wrestling Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Pretty much an all-day event up in Lisbon for the Storhaug Invitational. Detlefson running the floor, finds Allender underneath the basket and missed the reverse layup. Offensive rebound goes to Abby Cox. Oh, and T-Wolves basketball tomorrow. So, yeah, we will have sports every flipping day of the week. Although, I guess not last night. I was doing sports last night, just not the tornado. Mugley catches elbow, feeds back up Thompson. Now Detlefson just north of the free throw line, drives, kicks. Abby Cox looking for another three, this time too strong. Abby Cox, her season high coming into tonight. Oh, I don't have it written down. It was close to, I'm going to say, 8 points. And she right now has hit four threes up to 12 points. And now Abby Cox is going to check out. She will give way to Cadence Wiedmeyer, and then also into the game, it'll be Sam Meal. 2:30 to go in our fourth quarter. It's Oaks 64 and Napoleon Gackle Streeter 20. As 2:05 to go, 64-20 Oaks on top. Inbounding from the baseline. It's going to be Thompson. What are we waiting for here? Ah, there you go. Yeah, at first the ref brought it to the baseline. It's going to be a 1-1. As the last foul called against Napoleon's Allison Zenker, a freshman. So Napoleon going to drop to 1-11. Tough season for the Imperials continues. Free throw good for Meal. The Oaks boys, by the way, running away with that game right now, 52-26 in the middle of the third quarter over South Border. Free throw from Meal, too strong, no. Zenker nearly in a rebound, instead into the hands of Wiedmeyer, and Oaks will reset under 2 minutes to play. Wiedmeyer feeds into Meal. One dribble to the baseline, right hook, good. Nice move from Sam Meal. She gets into the score column, makes it 67-20. On the James Valley Grain scoreboard. I'm still laughing at myself. Third quarter comes to an end. Here I am saying, all right, we're wrapping this one up. I thought it was the end of the fourth. Once I gave the mic to our young broadcaster, Colton, I was checked out apparently. I was thinking we were in the fourth quarter. I can honestly say that's a first for me. Never have I went to a postgame show after the third quarter. Oh, goodness. Meal missed that last shot. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by NGS as we go under 1 minute to play. Dethelson catches left wing. Feeds to the elbow for Wiedmeyer. Her pass a little wide of Thompson, and that one out of bounds. Ball back to Napoleon. So Oaks' next timeout will be this Thursday. That's at Carrington. Just mentioned that. That should be a good game. Carrington receiving votes on the outside of the top 10, looking in as 67-22 our score here now after the make for Napoleon. Carrington overall 10-2. A lot of height in that Carrington Cardinals team as Meal misses the shot inside. Rebound to Napoleon, 19 seconds to go. Yeah, Carrington, their two losses this year have been to Four Winds, Minnewaukan, and Langdon. Those are two top 10 teams. Right angle drive, rather. The shot from Charmaine Haas off the mark, and that will this time actually close out the game. I can tell you this is the end of the fourth quarter, not the third quarter, Ace. 67-22, final score, Oaks on top as they win again, 25 wins in a row. We'll be back on the postgame show brought to you by B&B Gardens of Oaks in Lisbon. They are your one-stop flower shop. You can count on them for all your floral arrangements. Call 742-2665 in Oaks and call 683-5925 in Lisbon. We'll be back after this. We'll wrap this one up for you.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. There's still time to get your shingles and flu shots. Stop anytime during business hours. Check out their sales of the month. Dulcim Adult and Children's Cough Medicine, just $10.99. Selected Tums, $4.49. Good Sense Cough Drops, just 99 cents, and so much more. Oaks Family Pharmacy, 742-2118.
Time for player of the game now here on the postgame show brought to you by B&B Gardens. Player of the game brought to you by Bank North. You could give it to a number of players, I think. You know what? Let's go Sam Meal. She was good down the stretch. Sam Meal doesn't get a lot of minutes on the team. Sam Meal had a field goal and nearly a couple of field goals, actually. She's probably fouled on another, so let's go Sam Meal. Sam Meal, freshman, you earned your first player of the game at the varsity level. Congratulations. 67-22, Oaks on top. They defeat Napoleon Gackle Streeter. And before we sign off, one last update from the boys' game. They are on top 60-29 over South Border in the third quarter. So, a couple of big victories right now for OHS. And with that, we're going to wrap things up on the postgame show. Tornadoes win 67-22. So long and good night. Ace Sauerwein signing off from OHS.
Serving all of Southeast and South Central North Dakota with news and information. We are KDDR and NewsDakota.com.